This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the second hour of the program with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So for those of you just tuning in, I think we're mostly done talking about the story of the mom who essentially trolled people on Facebook by doing a photoshopped version of a picture of her baby with a piercing through its cheek. And she was trying to make the point, as I understand it, that she was against circumcision, male circumcision, and probably also female circumcision, just against circumcision being forced on children. And was trying to make that point by, you know, making people believe that she had done this supposedly terrible thing to her child because she owns her child. Not that she actually believes that, but that's what she was purporting. And that resulted in death threats being leveled against her and apparently some news headlines as well, and led to us talking about raising kids and circumcisions and things like that. And so I did have the statistics for 1994 through 2006, and I thought it was interesting that there's some pretty different percentages between different areas of the United States regarding...
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I also already knew that, so maybe that's cheating, but okay. You have different everything across different areas.
Yeah, it's a different place. There's no doubt. But it's a drastic difference between, let's say, the western region of the United States. And this is across more than a decade, so 1994 to 2006. They show you year by year what percentage of males are circumcised. And the biggest percentage is in the north central region of the United States, where pretty much across the board it's about 8 out of 10. As of 2006, it was a little bit less than 8 out of 10 males. So
males or boys? I thought you said boys before.
Well, you know, it says here boys, but obviously boys become males. So, you know, we're talking
sure,
about...
Sure, but if you're talking about, men...
What percentage of men choose to get themselves circumcised?
Well, right,
later
but there's
on?
A difference between an incident rate and a rate.
You're doing it to yourself, right?
Well, no, but so if they're talking about the rate of in newborns, that tells you something completely different than if it's the rate in all males. Because mm-hmm. if it's the rate in all males and it's only going down by 3%, then that's a drastic reduction in it continuing to happen because only a small percentage of all males are newborns.
Can you imagine how the numbers would be affected, Ian, if 90% of a population was circumcised, right? Male population was circumcised. And then 80% of their children were being circumcised. It would bring the number down, but it wouldn't bring it down to 80% for and until all that 90% died.
Mm-hmm.
So it would go from 90% to 89.7%.
Yeah.
Like, it would slowly eke down. So it's very important, the age of the people here.
I don't have that for you. I'm sorry. It just, okay. It does say here underneath the circumcision incidence rate. I mean, there's a lot of data here. I apologize.
Okay, the incidence rate is going to be newborns and the few adults who do it. But
Not necessarily newborns, because it can happen later. It happened, as I believe it happened to me later on in life. So
how later?
I believe it was like 11 or 12 or something like that.
You believe that you had...
Okay, yeah. You would have remembered that if you were 11
well,
or 12.
Well, I had a hernia operation. I believe they did the circumcision at the same time, I believe is what happened. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure
you
should
call and ask your mother.
I mean, I certainly could, but I believe that to be the case because, I lived with that thing down there, and, it looked different when I was a kid. So I'm pretty sure that's when that happened.
Crazy.
So, anyway, back to the story here, circumcision rate by region. So, anyway, north central region, about 8 out of 10. Southern region, back in 1994, 64.7% to 2006, where it went down to 55.3. The western region, way, you know, not even close to the rest of them, 34.2% in 1994 to about 33.8%. So about flat. It actually peaked up a little bit during the aughts, but pretty flat over about a 12-year time frame.
I think if you were to break this out by demographics, you know, ethnicity and that sort of thing, that you would find sort of European Americans are much more likely to perform circumcisions on their kids than other ethnic groups.
Interestingly, they did break it out by race here, race and ethnic disparities. This actually chart goes over a much longer period of time, from 1979 through about 2006. It appears as though whites and blacks are pretty close as far as their genital integrity. So they're showing the opposite. How many people in, you know, how many males in white versus black versus other? They don't break it down any further than that. So how many of them still have their foreskin? 35% of white males back in 1979. That has gone up in 2006 to about, I would say, 42.5%. And then blacks, they started measuring, blacks were at about 42% integrity back in 1979, and they're only at about 40% after dipping down to around 35% in the late 90s and in early aughts. So fairly close between blacks and whites, and then the other is much higher, a little bit higher at around 45 or 47% today. Some interesting stuff. I'll put that up on our Facebook and Twitter, especially the regional differences. The people out west, not as likely to be circumcising. You suggested that's because of Hispanics.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
And that's just because white people just like to circumcise, is what you were saying during one of the breaks.
It's my understanding of it. You know, circumcision was started by a crusade from guys named Kellogg and Graham.
In the United States.
Like Kellogg cereal.
Those guys.
And Graham crackers.
Yep.
You know, those guys. The idea was basically to stop people from sinning by touching themselves.
They were really obsessed with this, apparently.
And I can tell you, in my case, that did not work.
No, it didn't work here either.
Ridiculous. It's really ridiculous is what it is. And it's just kind of kept along. There is no medical procedure which has been prescribed for so many things as circumcision. You go look and see the things historically the circumcision's been prescribed to fix, and it doesn't fix any of them. The best argument you can make for it is that, yeah, well, you know,
you'll look normal in the locker room,
it's
son.
It's clean down there. I'll tell you what, in my going to Braden and Christian, I had no idea what circumcision was.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, they talked about it in science class. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it meant.
I didn't know what it was until, well, into my adult years.
Finally, I asked during class, can somebody explain this to me in science class? They attempted to explain it to me. Meant nothing. They're, of course, not going to show you pictures of Braden and Christian. you know.
And they didn't have the internet until fairly recently.
We did have a Cambodian kid at school. And finally, my friend, after class, is just like, hey, check out Boonie in the locker. And there you go.
Okay.
So if you want to avoid this, show the pictures.
Right. I mean, it's embarrassing. Of course it is. Yeah. I mean, but I didn't know.
I mean, they don't have to be photographs, like sketches, whatever, you know.
Right.
Let's go to a lady that knows more than a thing or two.
Ms. Browning wasn't going to do that.
Let's go to a lady that may know more than a thing or two about circumcision. It's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you want to weigh in on this topic here?
Well, you know what? I like circumcised you know, circumcision, it is cleaner, but I wanted to talk about something interesting. You know, Tito's Vodka, you know, was announced on NPR. So there are contributors to NPR.
Which brand?
Vodka?
Tito's Vodka.
Tito's Vodka,
okay.
Tito's?
Tito.
Tito's Vodka. So that is pretty communist and Russian. And I mean, tell me who else makes vodka?
Is it?
In America.
There's a lot of,
there are so many vodka brands.
Yeah.
I would know.
Have you ever been into a liquor store?
Have you drank?
Hold on. We're going to get answers to all these questions here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Sarah, on vodka, coming up here on Free Talk Live.
And maybe people living on the moon.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, now you're going to start. You're going to start her into that again. Here we go. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Those airwaves, bring whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is on sale right now with all of the altcoins apparently taking a big tumble in their U.S. dollar-related prices today. Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and learn more.
You can go to DashForceNews.com, which I get a lot of my Dash news about from. News about Dash from?
Yes.
From which I get?
That's correct.
Okay, anyway. See,
it's a good news source for Dash.
Yeah, see an interview with Ian here on digital cash and crypto anarchism right there at DashForceNews.com.
Yeah, thanks to Joel Valenzuela for having me to talk about that, because there's a lot of really cool stuff going on for cryptocurrency here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yes. Hopefully there'll be more.
There will definitely be more.
Much more.
As more libertarians and voluntarists and crypto anarchists move here, whether it's part of the New Hampshire freedom migration or for whatever reason, we're just going to keep getting more effective at spreading cryptocurrency up here. And we talk about a lot of what it's like to kind of get out there and share these things with merchants and what needs to happen to take this to the next level. And we covered a lot. It was like a half hour long plus interview. And I actually haven't even had a chance to check it out myself. So DashForceNews.com, you said, is where that is?
Yes.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And Sarah, you'd called in about NPR, which you're a big fan of as a self-avowed communist. You've told us on the air that you believe that NPR is a communist news network, and you were surprised, it sounded like, when you found out that they had a vodka sponsor today?
Well, I'm not surprised, because there's my solid proof that they are a communist radio station, because they were taking contributions from the Khabarovsky lab, and they had Russian spies working for that company. So if you want to check out the Tito's vodka company, you're going to find out they're going to have Russian spies working in that company.
Well, that is awfully speculative, because right now it looks like Tito's Vodka, you had said they were Russian, but, a basic Google search reveals their website, Tito'sVodka.com. They're not a sponsor, by the way, just since you brought it up. It says here that they're made in Austin, Texas.
But they can be if they email me at market@freetalk.com.
Yeah, so Austin, Texas, they claim it's handmade vodka, whatever that means, Sarah.
Well, the thing is, who are the people that are running it? I mean, but what I'm saying is, who knows how to make vodka? That's the question.
A lot of people.
Lots of people. I know people personally who know how to make vodka.
Sarah,
and lots of people know how to make
Johnny
vodka.
Ray knows
Sarah,
how.
Are you Italian?
No, I am not Italian.
Do you know how to make spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay. Problem solved.
And Tito does appear, unless this is an actor portraying Tito, the man that is on the front page and then on the further Ask Tito page, unless it's an actor, he appears to be a, relatively well-groomed Caucasian man who's playing a guitar here. So, there's really nothing whatsoever that feels Russian about this at all. It is very kind of down-homey, Texas style. It's really all about Texas.
I mean, vodka comes from all over. They have vodka from Sweden. Like, it's...
Right.
They have vodka in the States,
is the obviously. Is the vodka, as a vodka expert, Melanie, because you went to law school, is the vodka from Russia better than other vodkas?
That really
I was asking Melanie, but you're
like
welcome to weigh in.
I was listening to that Theater Works, and they're talking about this Russian activist lady that she was the first one to have the domestic call line in Russia. I don't know how, but a domestic call line?
What is a domestic call
domestic violence call line, the first one, woman getting beat up, you could call them, and she was the one that started that, and she was down in some kind of African Zimbabwe or something.
What's that have to do with vodka?
So what I'm saying is that there's a lot of talks about Russian people that do great things on radio.
Well, of course there are Russians that have done great things.
Every person in Russia is not Vladimir Putin. Like, this is something that, I mean, and I'm not attacking you specifically, but this is something that, like, a lot of people really need to understand. Russia is a big place.
It's a big place.
As big as places get. Geopolitical places.
Is it bigger than China?
It probably is, right? Geographically.
I also want to mention that after the Fidel Castro passed away, you know, it was announced on NPR that there's Communist Party all over the Middle East and all over the world, making tribute to the effects of Fidel Castro.
Do you think people who escaped his regime were partying in the streets
with vodka? I bet.
Yep.
Hey, do you think, Sarah, since you are a communist, if you were to drink communist-made vodka versus capitalist-made vodka, that you'd be able to tell the difference?
Well, you know what? I never drink vodka.
What do you drink? What is Sarah's?
Back out.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. It is pretty
harsh. Well, it depends on what you get, because vodka is a wide spectrum. I mean, you can get, like, store brand stuff. Patron,
it's still going to be pretty harsh.
Patron tastes awesome. It's
really?
Expensive as... It's okay. Expensive.
I'll take your word for it.
But it tastes like candy.
What, do they put sugar in it?
I mean, alcohol is basically a sugar anyway.
Okay. Yeah, it shows you what I know about alcohol and how you make it. But,
I never drank it, so I would know the difference.
Okay, so what do you like
other.
To drink? Do you drink at all? Are you somebody who imbibes alcohol?
Not at all, hardly not ever. All. I mean, I
when
drink a little
time?
Bit of red wine or something,
little
just a
wine.
Little light wine here and there.
Okay. Like here and there, like every night? How often?
No, like maybe every 6 months or once a year.
Okay, yeah,
I don't
wow.
buy alcohol.
Okay, that's like my mom. She's like hardly ever.
Sarah's on a tight budget, and I agree with that. I support her in not spending her, wasting her money on alcohol.
Can you buy alcohol with food stamps?
No.
No, you cannot do that.
Okay,
you,
that explains
you,
it then.
You only can buy cold food. Yeah, but then when I
cold
buy
food.
Sushi or something, people sneer at me, you know? They want to look me over with a shopping cart. It's kind of really stupid when they blew like 50 more billion.
Maybe you need automated shopping carts as well. That way, you know, people don't get run over by them. It sounds like it could be a real problem down there. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up here, since we're talking about drinking, this is actually a perfect segue. I've got a story here from Free Range Kids, and I definitely want to get your thoughts on this, Melanie, as somebody who's actually the only person here who's been through full-on college. I've only been through an associate's. Three rules I made my daughter swear to obey at college. We'll get into those coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom is free talk live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So, let's see. I've got a story here from Free Range Kids. Great blog by Lenore Scanese that we've had on the show a couple of years ago from, I think it was the Porcupine Freedom Festival at that time. Really cool blog. She was called the world's worst mom in the past by all kinds of people on the internet.
For letting her, I can't remember how old,
10, I think he was
10-year-old kid, take the subway home because he wanted to.
On his own.
On his own.
Yeah. In New York City. And he made it. He didn't get abducted or molested or kidnapped or murdered on the way home.
Or any of the things that people were presuming that was
right.
going to happen to
right. him. He made it. And so that kind of is what got her some attention, and she then launched this blog, and it's, you know, it's pretty fantastic because she advocates for, you know, parents trying to help their kids be more independent rather than this constant babying and helicopter parenting that goes on.
Which is supposed to be the end goal, to end up with a fully functioning adult,
right.
not to end up with a pet human who you can use their lack of ability to control them forever.
And they can live in your basement.
Or whatever. Yeah. I think that Melanie is exactly right here. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be getting a functional adult. The way you get a functional adult is after you inform them how to function, then you have to allow them,
let them
to
try
function.
It. Yeah.
I was fail. Yeah,
right?
We were. I was outside of my house riding my bike on my street at 6 years old. By 7 years old, I was going around to the next street. I had to go on the busy road. My mom wanted me to walk the bike. You know, after a couple of times doing that, I rode it. And you know, we went to the store. We played out in the woods. We did a whole variety of things. This is at 7 and 8 years old. I mean,
when you say we, you mean you and your friends, not you and your mom.
Yeah, and I think that it's so foreign to us today that even I, as the parent of a 9-year-old, find it hard to imagine to some extent. And my son just doesn't have any interest in going out and spending too much time in the woods.
He doesn't live in a neighborhood either. It's not like he can just go down.
Go out in the woods.
Right, but there's not other
kids. But
there's
nothing in the woods to do.
Yeah. I try to encourage him to go out there. And
well, of course there's things to do in the woods as a child. You use your imagination. But usually you have friends along to do that, too, together, but that, you know, if you don't live in a neighborhood,
wait, like, I'm saying, like, standing by yourself in the middle of the woods, like, oh, that's a tree. That's, like, what do you do, you know?
I think you're a little too old to remember what you might have done if you were in the woods as a child. But regardless, look, we're moving past the childhood, you know, sort of, you know, what happens. We talked about circumcision and things like that. Now, all the way over to college, where some parents won't let go, even at this late stage in the game. They've been clinging their whole life, the young person's whole life, and they're going to cling as long as they can. In fact, somebody just mentioned that they had a friend who was in a situation like this with one of these helicopter parents, which is a term that I remember we talked about like a decade ago on this program, the idea of a parent who is so concerned for their college age, you know, child, not really child anymore, but college age young person, offspring, that they are as around as often as they can be. They're trying to go to job interviews with them. They're calling the, you know, the human resources department to put in a good word for their son or daughter. They're there at the college dorm as often as they possibly can be. They're floating along with them in whatever way they possibly can. They're like helicoptering and hovering over them.
Well,
all the time.
I think that it gets, once they're beyond college, it gets laughable. You're not helping.
It's laughable
in
college.
It's definitely laughable in college.
I don't know what it is.
That's the traditional
time. I laughed at it when I was in college.
Did it happen? Well, your mom was a helicopter parent?
No, other
people.
Well, people
were having their parents like write papers for them and show up. It was ridiculous.
Well, I mean, so people consider the grade that they get in college to be important, right? I mean, it has value. Otherwise, they wouldn't have letter grades. They just have pass or fail.
Okay. Some colleges have that.
They consider, that's very few.
Yeah.
They consider it important. So if I believe it's important, and I can see why parents who are spending a buttload of money to send their, you know, probably pampered and nearly useless child to college are going to want to make sure that that child then graduates college with the best possible grades that they possibly can. And so they're going to continue what they've done up to that point, which is to advocate for their child and make sure that they've gotten good grades and all those other things. I mean, the incentives are all there for people to helicopter.
Well, okay, but
they're
probably better off with a B and actually knowing how to function than they are with an A and that.
Yeah, I
concur.
To me, I get what you're saying, Mark, that those are the rationale that someone could use, but in my opinion, there is no excuse for that kind of behavior. If indeed you want your child to become an independent, responsible, healthy adult who doesn't need to have mommy, you know, there.
What they want is they want their kid to win at the game of life. Uh-huh. And the winning at the game of life means college degree and, you know, good paychecks and all these other things.
That's what they think.
That's what they think.
Yeah, but we've already shown plenty of times that the college degree is actually not really worth everything that they want you to believe that it is. The claim, much lauded, portrayed claim that college will increase your lifetime earnings by like $1 million or something like that. I forget. They like to throw out this $1 million number, and the facts are they are just being dishonest and being very sneaky with those numbers.
I'd like to see what happens if they remove the degrees liberal arts, communications, anything that starts with, that ends with studies, like all these what I consider to be basically useless degrees.
So only include degrees that are actually jobs.
Right. I want to see how much more you make as an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor,
some of those things you can't do without college.
Right. Those things you need college for.
Yeah.
Many of the things you do not. You can go and study pretty much anything you want online. This is something I've battled with. I would really like to get a degree because I've raised with to believe that degrees are important, just like everybody else. I've got this little niggling idea in my head. Maybe it's a good idea for me to go back and get a history degree. I want to get a history degree.
Oh, why would you do that?
For fun?
He's bored.
That doesn't sound I'm like, fine.
Midlife crisis.
Go read about history. You'll actually learn something about history.
Well, right. There's all kinds of history on the internet.
If what you want to do does not require a degree,
don't do it.
Don't get a degree.
Yeah. I agree. And you're speaking
right, because then you're getting into all this huge debt, and the $1 million that they talk about, of course, factors in all these, you know, super wealthy millionaires who, of course, push the average number up with their, you know, big money that, they're making. So, you know, a lot of these college students think they're going to be making all this extra money when the truth is they're in debt for a good portion of their adult lives after that.
Well, and what I've found is, and to be fair, I have more degrees than I need. I might make a little bit more than somebody in the same job without a degree.
Yeah.
You know, a couple dollars an hour or whatever.
But it's all going to debt service.
Yeah. So they're actually, at the end of the day, they're actually making more. Plus, by the way, I'm getting taxed on that money that's going to Sally Mae at a higher tax bracket. So they're definitely making more at the end of the day. Now, if you want to be a surgeon, you have to go to college. Yeah. That's how life is.
But, like, I mean, what did law school cost? $100,000 or something like that? I mean, you don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but I would guess it's
pretty
expensive.
When I graduated, I had like 20 in undergrad debt. When I went to law school, I left with 150.
And how many years is that of your life? Law school? Four? Three?
Three.
Three.
So 3 years, $150,000.
Normally, yeah.
I mean, imagine what you could have done if somebody had just said, you know what, instead of college, Melanie, here's $150,000. Go ahead, start your own business, buy a house, you know, get yourself settled in life. I mean, can you imagine? That
your
would be
first
such
business is highly likely to fail, so that you'd still be just as in debt.
Well, putting money into a house wouldn't hurt. It would give you a place that you could stay and, you know, not have to pay rent into some other landlord's mortgage, and then you could fail at a business, and, you know, you wouldn't have to leave your home. Because,
yeah, I could have bought a house in Louisiana and came up here and still had $50,000.
Yeah, there you go. And that would presume you couldn't sell your house in Louisiana either. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's get into three rules I made my daughter swear to obey at college. And it's pretty much about drinking, so we're going to get into that coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may join us right here. The toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're talking about college, and we're going to get the three rules that I made my daughter swear to obey at college. This from a website called Forever Why For Every Mom. Oh, For Every Mom. I thought it was Forever Why Mom.
That could also be a website.
Forever.
Different people on it, probably.
It is, Ian. Don't worry.
For Every Mom.
For Every Why Mom. Yep, you're right.
Anyway, we're going to get into it here with the commentary from Free Range Kids, but that it sort of led us into a discussion about, you know, kind of the classic Free Talk Live discussion about college and how it's, for a lot of people, a huge waste of money. And a huge waste of time. So, you know, young people out there, beware about these college recruiters. These are salespeople. You know, they make this all
even
look
the
like,
ones that work in the high school, by the way.
Yes, that's what their job is to sell you on college. And I don't know if they make a commission on it, but you know, I'm sure their paycheck's pretty decent with nice benefits.
Well, usually it looks shady when you make a commission. So what they do is you get to keep your job if your numbers are up.
There you go.
There was a time when all school was paid for. Then the local government began to subsidize elementary school, you know, kindergarten through sixth grade. Sixth grade, if you've ever gone online and taken one of the old sixth grade tests, it is a lot of information that, you know, if you know it, that you're probably going to be functional. Whereas sixth graders today don't know this same information by any stretch of the imagination. Then they began to add...
I don't know that information on that sixth grade test.
More grades, and as the government then got into, you know, high school and all that stuff, high school education became less and less valuable.
Hmm.
To the point now that a high school education really is of not much value at all. If you were to choose... If the same child were to leave high school at 16 versus and take a GED and then do whatever it is that they're going to do versus graduating, they would just have more time.
You are really angering some people out there.
I don't think I've ever even had anybody, as far as like job applications, ask if Never. I've had more people ask me in bars if I had a high school degree. I think that's the only place I've ever been asked. Like, nobody yeah. interviewing no me has no or applications have ever
but
asked.
But this is blasphemy to say this. I mean, there's this group of people out there, let's call them haters,
who just believe statistically people with high school diplomas are going to make more money than people who don't have them. But the reason is people that don't have high school diplomas tend not to make it through high school. Like, you're talking about people who couldn't make it through high school, not people who willingly chose to leave high school.
Good point.
There's a difference.
There's a big
there.
Difference.
There's a big difference. If you can finish high school and you choose to leave it, you right. simply have more time. I can't tell you what I learned in high school that was useful to me besides typing class, and that was an elective. Thank you, Ms. Bird. but, you know, the rest of it was tripe.
Yeah.
Like, when there are certainly careers that use trigonometry and analytic geometry.
Yep.
Broadcast is not one of them. I mean, the time that I spent in Ms. C. Card's, trigonometry and analytic geometry class was the time that I wasn't sleeping, mind you, was wasted.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just
you
a
don't
waste.
Get it back. You know, you could have been doing something productive with that time, but no.
I wish that I was homeschooled through high school. I wish that I had skipped class more in college. I wish that I hadn't gone to law school, period.
Yeah.
But I wish that I had skipped class more in undergrad because I didn't need to be there.
You could get the grades without having been there?
You could get a B. As long as you're not, like, too stoned, you can just get a B.
Even though what you're saying is completely true about college and high school.
Let me finish my thought on that.
Yeah.
Is that when the government gets involved in college and everybody gets a free college degree, mm-hmm. a bachelor's degree will be 4 more years you wasted for nothing.
Because it won't be worth anything because everybody will have it.
Everybody will have it, and it will then be essentially useless. You will then have 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade.
Then everybody has $100,000 in right. debt or 50 grand or whatever.
And then those valuable years which you could be learning how to do a job have now been spent going through government education,
right.
the vast majority of which is useless.
I had the same book in college, one of the college classes that I did in high school.
It was the exact same book. Yeah.
And even if you do, or even if you are pursuing a career that does require a college degree, yes, if that's what you want to do, then now you have to go and you should do that in order to accomplish that goal. But you're still going to end up wasting a lot of time because you're going to have a minimum of 2 years of just complete BS. And then when you do get into classes that have anything at all to do with your career path, they're going to be watered down to a ridiculous point. You could get
so that
the
they
same...
can be taught by somebody who doesn't know how to do the job?
Right. Mm. And so that you can pass, 100,000 people. You could get the same education online for free for most things. Now, you're
right.
not going to learn how to do brain surgery at Kaplan.
Yeah.
So, but for most things, especially, undergrad level things, that works. The problem is you need the piece of paper. So
right.
if you were trying to be one of these things, yes, you have to go, but it's still an enormous waste of time.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Skype, where Jay Ryan is on the line. Hello, Jay Ryan.
Yeah, hello, Mark. How you doing?
Well, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. You can call me Ryan. I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Well, it's an open phone show, so...
You are welcome.
Anybody's always welcome
What's
to call
on your mind?
Go ahead.
Well, I just, the point I wanted to reach out, Mark, is that, I saw that you're having Roger Ver on the show today, and it seems like, the cryptocurrency markets are going through a massive bloodbath today.
I think you're actually about a week late. We had Roger on
Thursday
last
week. But, Facebook has that way of posting things on there. Yeah, I did see the cryptocurrency markets. Many of the altcoins
are down.
Went down, and Bitcoin,
down.
Bitcoin went down, and altcoins went down worse.
Definitely. And so I've come to this realization that I don't think blockchain is the answer. I truly think that this Tangle thing that's come out, blockchain 2.0, I think this state project really needs to be given some serious thought right now. And I think the altcoins, I don't see why we have to have 1,000 coins out there and more ICOs coming out every single day right now. I think there's going to be a massive consolidation taking place here going into this.
What's a consolidation mean in a market like this?
Well, what I mean by that, and I mean right now I'm probably trading 30 different altcoins at the moment, and I've lost a substantial today. But the thing about it is if you look at what people are looking for right now, They're looking for very fast transactions. We've seen, you know, there's no, I don't see how Bitcoin or Ethereum can go ahead and sustain the amount of people and the transactions that are taking place here. And with IOTA, you know, on this Tangle technology, it gets faster the more the network grows.
What is IOTA?
It stands for the Internet of Things.
Okay.
And they came out a few weeks ago. I put $60,000 into this when it came out.
Wow.
It hit a market cap of $1.5 billion day one. It hit number 8 on CoinMarketCap.com. I texted Roger Ver the other day, and he texted me back, and I said, I really think that this is the answer with all the Bitcoin issues going on, Roger. He goes, I don't know enough about it yet. I said, you've got to take a look at this right now.
I looked at it, actually, because I noticed it popped up. So for listeners that aren't familiar, we're talking about the world of cryptocurrency, these decentralized, really interesting, you know, electronic currencies out there. We've been following Bitcoin and some of the others like Dash and Ether for quite a while here on Free Talk Live. And as you said, this IOTA just popped onto the scene. It's brand new as of, what, about a month maybe? It's been around for maybe a month at this point.
But it was in development for 4 years, and Microsoft is already on board with this thing and has put millions of dollars into this already.
Now, you said you put in $60,000. So presumably you could sum up for our listeners who are not cryptocurrency experts, many of them, you know, what is this? What makes it special compared to the rest of them?
Okay, there's a few things here. What is happening right now is we're looking for a coin that can that has unlimited scalability. The transaction speeds we've seen Ethereum get bogged down recently, and you know, we had Bitcoin transactions taking like 24 hours. It seemed like not too long ago either. Pain in the butt. And so that's number one is speed. First of all, this coin is on Tangle technology, not blockchain. Blockchain is what all these other coins are running on, and it cannot sustain the masses. The Tangle only gets faster. It doubles as more people come onto it. It just gets faster and faster.
The reason why, as my understanding, and I did not read, you know, the whole white paper or whatever, but I did, you know, kind of read the pitch and their basic explanation of how this thing works. My understanding is there are no, like, traditional miners like you would have in the normal Bitcoin, all the other altcoins circumstance, that each of the nodes in the system has to verify two transactions before their current transaction will be allowed to be sent. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's very true. So, again, people used to say, oh, Bitcoin has no fees at all. Bull honky.
Well, it's always had fees. I mean, hang on, Jay Ryan. We'll continue here. Because if they can get rid of fees from these decentralized currencies, that'll be a major
feat. Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.